Okay, we're holding by Kuf Pei Sif Dalet. Afa Pi Shemutu La'abe Pirurim She'in Behem Kizayis. Even though technically speaking, one could get rid of, destroy small crumbs that are less than the size of a Kizayis, Mikol Malkom Kash Le'anias. However, it's better not to, because it could make person difficult in terms of poverty. It's based upon the Gemara in Chulin. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Kasha Lanias, it can make it difficult for a person's parnasa, Dav Galidroi Saleim, Dehu Bizvi Godol. This means specifically just to step upon them, because that's very disrespectful. Aval, Kishemashlichim Lamayim, throw them into the water, Afili Kishinavdin Aydeze, Ein Cheshash Kde, Kavan Shehu Pachus Mikazayas. But to throw them into water and getting destroyed, that wouldn't be a problem. In Dirshu 6, they discuss what about just throwing out not to water, into a garbage. So he brings on the Zorkum the Pacha Ashba to throw into the pail. Das Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, Diane Fisher Shehum Vuze Yosim Heshlichas Lamayim. That's even worse than throwing into water. Vialkin therefore Yesh Lafom Besakis Kodem Shizorkam Lepacha. So you should put them into a plastic bag before you throw it away. Vechein Das of Leyoshev Leinyan Zrikas Shari Michael to throw out the remains of food. A lepach into a garbage. Shenechshav shedavar ki ibud biyadayim. It's like you're doing it with your own hands, throwing it away actively. Lechein, therefore, ein roy lizorkam laashba k'moy sheheim el odif laotfam bifnei atzmam v'kach lahashlicham, to wrap up the food and then to throw it away. K'shotiv esa chetichos kodim shezorkam lepacha ashba das of Leoshev Scheinberg, Dine Fisher, etc. Shafil Chatichos Begodel Kazayas, Esh Lazorik Beoifinze. If you could even throw out a larger piece, if it's wrapped up, then we checked when we were speaking, began the Mechaba, you could do something that's less than a Kazayas, even more than a Kazayas, they say, as long as you follow this protocol. In the last paragraph says, Ve'im Yochel Aseses HaPerurim LeBehema. So what, instead of throwing it out, I could give it to an animal to eat. So then again, because of Scheinberg, it's better to give it to the animal than to throw it directly into the garbage. Okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah at the end. He says, "V'yesh machmirim k'sheish harbe perurim v'yitz tarfu l'kazayis." Some are machmir when you have a lot of crumbs and you combine them all, that would add up to the size of a kazayis. The next halacha in Sif Hei, there is a minhag to cover the knife when one benches. But we do not follow the minhag of covering it on Shabbos and Yantav. And he brings Beis Yosef two reasons. In Yud Aleph, says the Mishnah Berurah, lechasos hasakim, to cover the knife, Beis Yosef shnei tamim. The first reason, iron is used for weapons, for spears, for knives, for swords, and that cuts short a person's life. So it shouldn't be on the shulchan, which we know is to be marich, because the mizbech is there to elongate a person's life. So the two shouldn't go together. Not to use barzo when constructing the mizbech. So that's one reason why we cover it. It's like we won't have the knife on the table. If it's covered, it's not really there. Tam Sheni, another reason, B'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, I believe it was a Talmud of Rashi. One time there was a Yid, he came to the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, v'nizkar churban habayis, and he was reminded of the destruction of the base of Migdash. He stuck a knife into his stomach. The Vialkane, therefore, Nohagu Lesalko Bishas Bracha. Therefore, the second reason by the base Yosef that we remove the knife, we take away the knife to cover it at the time of Birkas Amazon. However, point out, Vinohagu Shlo Lechasos, the meaning is not to cover it. Hatam She'ein Machpidin Azeh Bishabas Vyamtav Ayim Bechronim. It's interesting, the Dirshu number 10 brings down, interesting, what would be the din by Sudash Shlishis? So it brings Daz V'chaim Kanievsky, Shlita She'ein Tzorech LaHasira. You do not have to remove the knife benching by Shalashudas. Af Shemivorech B'motzei Shabbos, Achein Havar B'chol HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed, Daito She'tzorech L'chaso. So you would have to cover it. It would not really have the status of the Yom Tov per se on Chol HaMoed. Okay, beginning now, Kuf Pei Aleph, Din Mayim Achronim. So the very first halacha is something that you can hear people say if there was no Divrei Torah at the meal. For whatever reason, they get busy, it was a quick meal, for whatever reason, sometimes people will get up and say, Mayim Achronim Chova. That's the halacha, okay? So here it is. Shteitin Mechaber, Kuf Pei Aleph, Mayim Achronim Chova. There's an obligation, a chiv, to wash Mayim Achronim. Why? So the Mishnah tells us in Aleph. Hatam mishum shehayadayim mezohamos hein min achila psulos the bracha. They become dirty zuhama from the eating, and now it's possible to make the bracha. V'samch lechazal akrosh in his boyer le'el b'simin kufnun ches. There's the pasuk that they found a remez for this. V'hayisim kedoshim, you should be holy. Elu mayim achronim. This is a hint to the water that one washes with at the end of the meal. V'afilim yishe'enim mevarich v'atzmo ela shamei letzeis mipiha mevarich. And even if a person who's not going to make the brach himself is going to be yotzei through shamei keona, which was coming up in a few simonim, we'll see that was how they used to bench. V'yosim is even more than that. V'afilu k'she'en yadam is almost klal min ha'achile. If your hands are not dirty at all from eating, gam kin chiv v'chazal b'netilas mayim achronim. Nevertheless, the gezer the tikkun chazal made applies. V'hu mipnei chashash melech sedoimis, this type of dangerous salt called melech sedoimis. All meals have melech. So maybe in the salt that you have at your table, some melech sedomis got mixed in with it. God forbid it could cause a person to become a soggy nohor. He's going to touch his hand. He's going to touch his eyes with the salt on his hands. Even though nowadays we don't have melech sedomis, they could have the same type of properties as we'll see. Ayin l'sim sif yud coming up. Okay, it's a chova. It's an obligation. Let's say you only have a very little bit of water, not enough to go around. So then, sarich lemayi b'mayim rishonim, you have to not wash so much with your until you die at the beginning of the meal. Kafishir hamavur b'simin kuf samach beisiv beiz b'chdei sheishar lo ma'at lemayim achronim. So make sure, chacham einav barosho, save over a little bit of water from then, so you'll have something to wash mayim achronim. It's a chov, it's a chiv. Ve'im ein lo rak kifi shir mayim rishon. If all you have is enough to wash netilas yadayim in the beginning of the meal, so then heim kodmin. That takes precedence. Afil lemish nisvar tomid mayim achronim. If you always makbid to wash mayim achronim, nevertheless, netilas yadayim at the beginning of the meal is halachically preferable. Ve'ina nowadays de ein motzli melech sedoimis binenu ein chova kol kach kamo mayim rishonim. And that's why, since we really don't have the melech sedoimis, that's why the mayim achronim is on the lower level. You should check to make sure you have mayim. There will be mayim achronim available before you even start eating. But it's no more of a chiyuv. There's not a strong obligation that would be for mayim rishonim. Dehainu, what's that mean? Bilafon of arba milin laachrav mil, to go 72 minutes ahead, or to turn around 18 minutes to find this. The imitoch shir ze lo nimsa mayim. If you can't find water within these amounts of time, that's distance. It doesn't mean walking or driving. It means a distance, time wise. However, you'd walk 18 minutes. However, you would drive in 18 minutes. Afal pichein muta lelechol gam levarich achakach birkas amazon. You could still eat. And you could still bench afterwards. Vechol emas sheyimtsa mayim achakach yito yodav. And if you would find water afterwards, you'd wash your hands. Mishum chashash melech sedomis. It's interesting. It brings down that what would be the din if you started benching and you remembered, oh, whoops, I forgot to wash my machonim. So the halacha would be, I think it goes from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that you would stop in the middle, you would wash my machonim. You shouldn't say any words because you're not supposed to do any actions. You're supposed to be totally concentrating and focusing on the words of benching. So you would stop benching for a minute, you would wash my machronim, and then you would continue where you're up to in the benching. Okay, we'll stop here.